Then we have IgA pemphigus, in which the predominant type of the immunoglobulins present are the IgE type of immunoglobulins. So these are directed against the desmoglein 1 and 3 and desmocholin 1. The site of predominant involvement is the axilla and the groin, but the lesions may also be seen on the trunk, face, scalp, proximal limbs. It is characterized by the presence of flaccid vesicles or pustules on an erythematous or a normal skin, and they have a typical succinate or annular configuration with central clearing, or they may lead to formation of crusted scaly erythematous macules may be present or erosions. So there are two types of IgA pemphigus, that is intraepidermal neutrophilic type, which is uncertain, and the other subcorneal pustular dermatosis type. It is associated with monoclonal IgA gammopathy, HIV, IBD, rheumatoid arthritis, and may be caused by the drugs, that is thiol group of drugs. The immunofluorescence will show the deposition of IgA antibodies in the epidermis. Anti-epidermal IgA antibodies will be detected in the serum against desmocholin mainly, and also against desmoglein 1 and 3 in some patients. Predominant age group is the adults. In the DDs, we can keep pemphigus herpetiformis, pemphigus foliaceus, and subcorneal pustular dermatosis.